Please take your Bible this morning and turn to the book of Matthew. Let's stand, please. We'll be in Matthew chapter 7. And we'll read verses 24 to 27. These were the verses that were used in Vacation Bible School yesterday. The Vacation Bible School that was done yesterday was titled Under Construction. That was the theme of it. And so I'm going to take this same text and I want to cap it off this morning. See, we preached to the children yesterday, but I'm going to preach to the adults this morning. And so I've entitled my message, Under Construction. Under Construction. Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 24. And you might want to also hold your hand in another place today, Luke chapter 6, because that's the companion passage to this. We'll be looking some at Matthew, mostly at Matthew in chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. But then in Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49, this is the companion passage to this story, and it gives some detail that Matthew doesn't give. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 24, therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Brother Jerry King, we're glad to have you here today. Would you pray for this message? Pray that God will bless it, and then everybody can be seated.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this time to come together. Well, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the power that you have. Thank you for these people here today. We pray for them to grow. Lord, be strong and Christian for being here today. We pray to bless the preacher. Speak through him, Lord, of your word. And Lord, help us today. Lord, help us draw close to you. Help us be faithful in these last days.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for those who came to you today. Strengthen them, comfort them.
Yes.
And we thank you for your many blessings. Be with us today in Jesus'
name. Amen. Amen and amen. Under construction. Every Christian in this building here this morning is building something. And listen to me very carefully. You're building something that one day is going to be tested. It's going to be tested here on the earth. And it's going to be tested up in heaven at the judgment seat of Christ. And if you're here this morning and you happen to be unsaved, I want to go ahead and tell you, I'm not trying to insult you, I want to help you, but you have never built anything that's important. You're not laying up treasures up in heaven. And you haven't even started building yet what is important. And I hope that if you are here this morning and you're not saved, you'll be saved before you leave. Because you haven't built anything that's important. But in this story, what I want you to notice is four things this morning. I want you to notice a builder. And then I want you to notice the house. Some of that was already so greatly illustrated here. And then I want you to notice the weather. And the most important thing I want you to notice is at my very last point, and that'll be the foundation. So we're going to look at the builder, the house, the weather, and the foundation. Now, I want you to notice in this story, there's two builders. And one builder, the Bible says, is a wise builder. That was Tyler and Jimmy. And one builder is a very foolish builder. That is Brother Tim, and I was going to say Noah, but Noah's so young, and Noah abandoned you right halfway through the building project, so I'm going to put it all on Tim. But there's a wise builder and a foolish builder. Now I want you to notice that the wise builder hears what the Lord tells him to do, and he does it. Verse number 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. The Bible says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. It's not enough just to hear it. We have to do it. And so the wise man is the fellow that gets the plans. Listen now, and I'm going to make all the analogy, and I'll bring it to where you can understand it. But the wise man, the Bible says, is the one that gets the plans from Jesus Christ, and he hears what Jesus Christ, how he tells him to build the house, and he does it exactly like God tells him to. There are no shortcuts in Christianity. There's only one way to get saved. You'll go through Christ or you'll go to hell. And after you get saved, there's no shortcuts in living the Christian life. It just takes time and effort and denying yourself and staying in that book and staying on your knees and staying in church and getting a hold of some preaching and teaching. There's no shortcut to it. So I'm speaking this morning to you as an individual, as a Christian, or as this church. And we are building something. Here, we are building something here at this church, okay? You are building upon something in your life as a Christian. And I hope and pray that you are a wise builder. And I hope and pray that we are a wise builder here at this church, that what we're building upon is a solid foundation. And listen to me, as was so greatly illustrated, it doesn't matter what they look like. These two things look pretty good. They look pretty much the same, don't they? Same red door, same kind of windows, same kind of structure, same kind of everything. But these two houses were nothing alike. When you ride down the road and you see a church sign or you see a building, you can't judge anything about how big or how small that building is, how nice it looks, how many cars is parked outside, how many are not parked outside. You got to figure out what's that house made out of. It's not just the church, it's you and your family. So you're a builder. Everybody in here is a builder this morning. You're building. Now either you're a wise builder as a Christian. We looked at that in verse number 24. And I want you to hold your place there and hold your place, because we'll be back and forth to Luke chapter 6. And notice it tells you a little bit something different there in Luke chapter 6, verse number 47. And Luke 6, 47, when Christ, another time this story is told, it said, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them. See what's added in that passage, he says, whoever comes to him. And I think that that has a lot to do with it. If I'm coming to Christ, that means my heart's right. Listen. That means I'm coming to you so I can hear you, so I can do what you told me to do. There's a lot of people, they're just not really listening, okay? They're just sort of listening, but they're not leaning toward God whatsoever. That way, if God tells them something they don't really agree with, or they don't just jive with it just right, or it may be going to cost them something, they're not coming to Christ to build anything. And I may be speaking to some Christian here this morning. So there's a wise builder. He comes and he hears and he does. He builds his house like Christ tells him to. Then there's that foolish builder. He hears and he doesn't. And I want you to notice also, it says something over there in the next book, in the Gospel of Luke, rather. Luke chapter 6, verse number 46. And he said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? And then he goes into the man that did not build the thing right. So this is somebody calling him Lord, but he doesn't do what God tells him to do. And when we call Jesus Christ our Lord and we don't build like he tells us to do, there's some kind of something wrong with our statement. Yeah, we're saying something that's not right. That's like when Jesus Christ tells Peter over there in the book of Acts, rise and eat, and he says, not so, Lord. Well, that's something wrong with that statement. He told you what to do, and then you say, no, Lord. You calling him your Lord, and at the same time disobeying what he just told you to do. See, there's something wrong there. Everybody in here is a builder. Everybody in here is a builder. And God's given you the blueprint of how the thing's supposed to be built. And we're going to get on this in a moment. I'm going to address this. And he showed you how you can build a house that will survive the storms of life. But if you don't build it, you're the foolish builder. And when the storms come, and listen to me, they are coming. You're going to blow your house down. And I don't want it to do that. And listen, when the storms come for a local church, and we've had them, you know what's going to keep Holy Hills going? It ain't me. It ain't me. I hope he uses me, but it ain't me. You know what's going to keep Holy Hills going? And what we've been through and currently are going through right now is Holy Hills built on the right foundation. Have we built the thing up like Christ told us to build it? That's going to determine whether we survive the storms or not. Don't worry about who goes and comes. You need to worry about you staying and you doing right. But we're going to find out just what kind of foundation we have in this church. And it's easy to go around and tell everybody that we are a Bible-believing church, but it's a much different thing to look like it and live like it. Makes a big difference. You wave the answer back toward heaven. Yeah, and half of you in here ain't picked up your Bible all week. The last time you looked in your Bible, half of you in here, the last time you looked in your Bible was last week when I preached to you. And the ones of you, many of you, if you did pick it up, are you going to do what it's saying? I'm not trying to be hard to you, but we preached to the kids yesterday. Let's preach to the adults. It's listen, under construction, that's the theme, under construction. You saw the verses up there, all right? We are building something. What are you building? Whatever you're building is going to be tested. God's going to find out just what it is. All right, so we see the builder. We have a wise builder and a foolish builder. Number two, we look at the house. Now, here's the thing. They both build a house. And the Bible tells you in verse number 24, we looked at it, that the wise man builds upon a rock. And as a matter of fact, you see something extra again. Keep holding your place there. We'll go there a few times in Luke chapter 6, verse number 48. He is like a man which built a house. Notice what it says. And digged deep and laid the foundation on the rock. He was grounded and rooted and deep. You see that? He dug deep to lay the foundation. You got to get deep. You got to dig in. If you want a foundation in your Christian life and in this church, you just got to dig in sometimes and say, okay, digging ain't easy. Laying blocks ain't easy. Doing a foundation ain't easy. I don't enjoy this. This ain't fun. But I have got to do it to survive the storm. You just got to dig it. Get in there. So that man built a house and he built it upon a rock. He dug it deep and he laid the foundation. And the foolish man built his house upon sand. Verse number 26, and Brother Tim's already told you about that. As he says, surely sand would be okay because it holds back the ocean. We don't have to worry about erosion. It'll be okay. So there's the builder. Listen, there's a builder and there's a house. And the house I'm talking about is your house, your heart, maybe your home, maybe the house of God. And I know technically the house of God is a little different phrase that we really doctrinally put to the temple. This is not technically doctrinally the house of God, but you know what I'm talking about. This is a place where we worship. We are building. Do you realize that Holy Hills is building something here right now? We are building something. And we have to ask ourselves, what are we building? Is it going to stand the test of time? Because it's coming. So we're either wise builders or foolish builders. We're building a house. Number three, this is an important thing I want to look at. We looked at the builder. We looked at the house. And I want to look at the weather. The wise man's house faced rain and it faced flooding, and it faced wind. And guess what happened to the foolish man's house? It faced rain, and it faced flooding, and it faced wind. And let me just tell you something. Whether you're saved or whether you're lost, it doesn't matter. Whether you're a good Christian or a poor Christian, it doesn't matter. And whether you got a good foundation or a poor foundation, it doesn't matter. Everybody listen to me here this morning. Everybody in here that's building your house is going to be tested. The weather is coming. The floods and the rain and the wind is coming. It's the storms of life. There's going to be tragedies. There's going to be temptations. There's going to be trials. There's going to be tests. Your house is going to be tested. There's going to be sickness. There's going to be sorrow. And there's going to be death. And there's going to be sin that you deal with and troubles that you deal with. That stuff is coming. And the devil is going to use it to try to knock you out and knock over your house. And listen, you're not going to survive that if your house ain't built upon the rock. It's got to be built upon the right thing. And it's coming. It's the storms of life. And listen, storms come for Christians and storms come for non-Christians. Don't think because you're saved and think it's some strange thing that now you're being tested. I've heard people give this testimony before. They say, man, since I got saved, it seems like my life is much tougher and I have more trouble and I have more struggles. And it seemed like when I, and I've had some of them say, you know, I've been saved a long time, but when I was out of church and not trying to do right, it seemed like my life went a lot easier. And then I got in church and I started trying to do right. I started trying to live right. And it seemed like everything fell apart. Can anybody ever testify to that? Well, that's why he told you many years ago, don't think that's a strange thing. This world is not your home. God is not even the God of this world. It's the little g. That's 2 Corinthians 4:4. It's the devil. You can't do right and get away with it. You're going to pay for doing right. Why do you think so many Christians aren't worth the gunpowder it takes to blow them up? Why do you think that? Why do you think that there's way more carnal, worldly, good-for-nothing Christians than there are those that are trying to do right? Because they feel a little bit of resistance, they feel a little bit of pressure, they feel a little bit of struggle, and they're not rooted and grounded in the Word of God. They don't have a strong foundation, and it pushes them over, and they're out. FBI can't find them. And they're not even thinking about bearing the reproach of being in a Bible-believing, King James Bible-preaching, teaching Word of God church. They won't do it. You know why? They don't have a foundation. You don't get a foundation on singing. You don't get a foundation. And this was fun and all today. I like to have fun. You don't get a foundation on skits. You don't get a foundation on fellowships and home studies and group powwows and PowerPoint and turn down the thing and let the smoke go up and let's jam out sessions and testimonies and getting these high name, big name groups in. You get a lot of people that way, but you don't get the power of God that way. And the body of Christ is so messed up and so spiritually stupid now, they wouldn't know the real power of God if it came up and smacked them in the face. They say, it's that joker prancing around on the stage. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm tired of the independent Baptists giving the charismatics a hard time. They are getting just as bad with this mess. The only thing they don't do is flop around the floor and speak in tongues and all that. But it's that, so you can hear that same voice in their preaching. And that same thing of trying to drum up something. They all got that, well, glory to God, amen, and glad to see so-and-so here. And they got that old same spirit, that old same charismatic, old same fake talk. Just trying to make the thing build up and swell and swell and swell. And everybody's flocking to that. When a fella gets up here and talks like I do, oh my God, man, shut them up. We don't want to hear that. You know who don't want to hear that? Your flesh. You know why you want to go down the road to something like that? Your flesh.
You know what the Spirit wants? The Spirit don't want a bunch of nonsense and a bunch of entertainment. It wants preaching, teaching, singing the hymns of God, appealing not to my flesh and not to my feet, not to my rhythm, but to my heart. That's what the Spirit wants. And a carnal Christian don't want that. And he'll never stay in a church and get it until he gets plugged in and gets the right foundation. That's exactly right. Yes, amen. That's exactly right. Don't apologize for a word I've said. And the Spirit's good in here too, brother. There's just one or two that don't like this, but everybody else does. That's great. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I'll take a good Spirit any day over a big crowd. We're going to preach it straight, right, and tight. That's what's going to help your family survive the flood that's coming. I just don't want to like the way Brother Dennis hollers and carries on. We'll bring you some cotton. Stick it in your ear. The trials are coming. They're coming. But then the most important part of the message is not the weather, not the builder, not the house. Listen to me. It's the foundation. Because it doesn't matter what kind of builder you are, or what the weather does or doesn't do, or whatever. You got to have the right foundation. You see, the wise man's foundation was deep and strong, and the storm could not do anything with it. The foolish man's house fell, and the fall was great, the Bible says. And look, let you show you one more thing over there in Luke again that's worded a little bit different. Luke 6:49, notice what he said. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without, listen, without a foundation. You don't read that over there in the other account, but the Bible said this man didn't even have a foundation. He built it on sand, so he didn't have a foundation. Do you know what this, listen, you know what this foolish man was doing? Listen to me now. He was trying to build upon something, and he didn't even have a foundation. There was no footing poured. There was nothing planted down deep like you read about the other fellow. It was not a hard thing. He would just say, hey, y'all just go out there and let's just lay it out on the sand here and build it up. He didn't have a foundation. And you know what it says about him? Not only did it say it fell, but it said it fell immediately. Do you know what that means? The consequences of having a bad foundation many times comes in our lives suddenly and quickly. We're going along there real good, and you know what we think? Now listen to me. I've just got a few more minutes. I'm gonna shut her down. It's what we think. Well, it's been sunny, you know, like it's been here in Dyersburg a lot. It ain't been raining much. It's real dry. It ain't been raining. You know, my house is fine. It ain't got any leaks. Everything's good. I know I ain't living like I ought to. I know I ain't going to church like I ought to. I know I ain't reading my Bible like I ought to. I know I ain't praying like I ought to, but everything's fine, man. We cool. Everything's fine. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you hear the tornado siren. Sorry, Ashley. I know that scares you. She don't like tornadoes. And you know what many of you do? How many times has that stupid siren went off? Ain't no tornado coming through here. Hold your ears, Ashley. Ain't no tornado coming through here. Look down the bypass. What do you think? What is that? I just think that's some kind of big black cloud. Okay, dude. Big black clouds usually have minivans going in them. You have a tornado? I didn't build a tornado shelter, and this is sort of scaring me because I ain't got one either. You know what you think? You think everything's good, everything's fine, I'm handling it, everything's great. And then all of a sudden, you didn't know when you got out of bed that morning that you was going to be out here on a bypass, and a mild, wide F5 tornado was going to come right down through Dyersburg and take you home. Never even crossed your mind. That's somebody else. That'll hit Union City. That hits down there at Real Foot. That hits down there in Jackson. I know we had one outside of Dyersburg, but that's back in 2008 or whenever it was. That was a long... Listen, it don't come when we're expecting it. Now listen, I know that tragedy and heartache and trouble is going to come. I know I can't stop it, but I would rather be in the will of God when it comes rather than trying to find God when it gets here.
Amen.
Wouldn't you? You ought to feel that way. I hope you do. The foundation is obvious. That's Jesus Christ. And the building plan is obvious according to His Word. And you can't even begin to build unless you personally know the foundation, the rock, Jesus Christ. And if you've never been saved here this morning, your life, your whole life, you've wasted your whole life building a house on sand. You don't have a foundation. And the storms are going to destroy you in this life, and they're going to put you in hell in the next. But if you're a Christian here this morning and you've trusted Christ, you have a foundation in Christ that will get you to heaven when you die, and you never have to worry about it again. Amen. However, on the practical side, after you build that foundation, you have that right foundation, on the practical side, have you built your house like He told you to? And I'm afraid many people haven't. Because everybody here is building a house that's currently under construction. And everybody in here has been told how to build your house. And the weather's going to test your house. And if you've not built it on a solid foundation, your house is going to collapse. It's going to do it. And I have to ask you about the foundation. One more verse, one more scripture reading, and we're finished. 1 Corinthians. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. We'll just end there. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 10. And while you're turning there, I want you to remember this verse that the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 20, that Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. In other words, everything we build upon, we build upon that chief cornerstone. We build the walls, the foundation, everything depends upon Him. He is the main one. And if we don't build off that chief cornerstone, we don't build it right. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and what I'm going to read to you, is talking about the judgment seat of Christ. So this is mostly a statement to save people. However, if you're lost, you're going to face a judgment. And you're not going to get through that judgment if you've never been saved. I don't care how good you think you are. I'm telling you that the storms of life are going to clear you out of here and tear down your playhouse. But I want you to notice what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 10. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder. See that? Paul said, we're a builder. Matches what Christ said. We're building something. Notice what he said. I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Listen. So what you're going to have in this passage is you see that Christ is a foundation and we are laying a foundation. You say, what does that mean? It's a positional, practical thing. Don't miss this, and this is the message. Our foundation for life is in Christ. And the only way we can get saved and do what's right is through Christ and what He tells us to do in the book. However, we are building something upon Christ that's going to, and we're going to answer for it at the judgment seat of Christ. And some of you in here, you may have Jesus Christ as the foundation, the rock for your salvation. But you don't have Him as a foundation. You don't have a foundation, rather, in your Christian life. Because you're doing everything but doing what He told you to do and build it how He told you to build it. For other foundation, verse number 11, can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Listen, he talked to you about floods on the earth. Up in heaven, it's not water, it's fire. The perfect holiness, fire of God. And if any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Now you listen to me and you listen well. The foundation that you have here and the structure that you're building here is going to determine not only how you make it through this life, but how you make it when you face the judgment seat of Christ. And I'm telling you, I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you today. Look back, lost person. If you've never been saved, you do not have a foundation, and you are not going to make it in this world, and you're certainly not going to make it in the next. And if you are saved here and you build upon the foundation of Christ, let me ask you something. Are you doing and building like he told you to build? You know that the storms are coming. You know the trials are coming. You know the problems are coming. You know the struggles are coming. And I'm telling you, listen to me, it's just going to get worse and worse. It's just going to be more pressure, more pressure, more pressure, more pressure. And if you're not in his book and on your knees and in church and trying to walk with him and trying to go by truth and trying not to take the counsel of the ungodly, and listen to all that mess and trying to do what's right, I'm telling you, you're not going to build right, and you're not going to have the right foundation. And when the winds and the storms come, you're going to get blown away just like some of the people that you've talked about. Just like some of the people that you've talked about. I'm asking you, take heed to what's under construction in your life right now. And if you got anything at all that you need to repent of in the way you build in your house, because you know in your heart when bad times come, I'm out. The thing's going to collapse. I'm asking you, find a place to pray somewhere, but do something. Every head bowed and eye closed.